There is some overlap between cognitivism and the next theoretical approach in this book, constructivism, but in general, cognitivism focuses on clearly definable elements of learning, such as learning objectives, and skills associated with learning, such as Bloom's hierarchy of learning from memorization through to creativity. As these levels of learning outcomes get broken down, as in figure 2.4.3, teaching goals begin to emerge, such as compare and contrast, solve problems, and so on. This approach, though, still suggests an objectivist approach in terms of defining learning goals, a hierarchical approach of moving up the pyramid of learning skills, and rules for instructional design. Cognitivism tends to work best for structured subjects such as mathematics or subjects with clear learning outcomes that can be relatively easily defined. For instance, certain aspects of geography or geology, nursing and medicine. It's less likely to be appropriate for subject areas where it's difficult to predetermine learning outcomes or to define learning outcomes. For instance, areas such as design or creative writing or fine arts are probably less appropriate to a more objectivist cognitivist approach. However, I think it's dangerous to be dogmatic here. Elements of cognitivism, such as thinking about learning outcomes, how to measure them, and how to measure them, can be useful for most subjects and for most age groups. And again, it's really to do with the art of applying this kind of theory that matters and the skill in which one does it. There's a fair degree of flexibility in how this can be used.